And hello, people of the internet. How's it going today? How you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is a walk through the mind, a moment where we can sit down, hang out, chit-chat, discuss a handful of ideas that have been bouncing around inside my head, and see if we can't take those ideas for ourselves and go out and get the conversation started with friends or family, the people we meet on the street, or maybe we just get those gears turning within our own heads and see where it takes us. So my ability at my new job, new lifestyle, to listen to podcasts has drastically diminished. There is a whole lot less global, worldly, maybe at a certain point, at least within the borders of the United States for the most part, information coming in. So at a point, it's harder to comment on global issues. I used to fill up 10 hours a day of podcasts just to keep my mind active, thinking about other things. Now I actually have things within the personal life that I spend a lot more time focusing on and reflecting on things. But it's amazing down here to start off with the amount of fast food restaurants that are around here. There's a certain few stretches where there's one restaurant of every single kind. There's Crystal, there's Arby's, there's McDonald's, there's Burger King, is there a Dairy Queen? I don't know. And if you miss your turn for your fast food fix, you just drive a mile down that road again, and the same restaurants reappear. Maybe in a slightly different order, but all four or five restaurants are right down that same stretch. There's other stretches. There's other places where fast food is harder to come by. There's a lot of lesser-known chains around here. And I know and I understand, and I'm sure there's plenty of people out there that know and understand the amount of processing chemicals and whatnot go into fast food. And to a point, the casual dining scene, your typical restaurant out there that has Olive Garden, I guess is a easy enough comparison. I don't know. Ponderosa used to be a thing down here. There's a Shoney's down here. Old Country Buffet. None of these people are giving me money. It's cheap. Cheap corporations, but all of the food that they use to keep the menus similar at a certain level is all processed food. Bunch of preservatives. And preservatives taste good. I am not a stranger to preservatives. I still take some myself. I feel it will pickle this body. Maybe I will live a little bit longer with some food preservatives added to my diet. And I've been living very cheaply. Don't have money to go out to the bar and drink with people and meet new people. But that's okay. Life is still good. So I've been eating at home a lot, making rather elaborate meals because I do have so much downtime. And I guess it's not downtime if I'm productive. I'm working on a craft of cooking. I enjoy it. So at a point, I might be able to share my craft with someone else. And it's been a treat. It's been an absolute treat as opposed to dinners that I would have in Washington, which would just be cheese and crackers and a beer, and then it's bedtime. Plenty of occasions, and it wasn't for me being cheap. It was the lifestyle that I was living. At a point, it was being frugal as well, but it was mostly for the lifestyle. Instead of a microwave meal, I would eat cheese and crackers, have a beer. It's amazing how much different I feel on a regular basis. And there's a whole lot of things that have changed within my life that add to this. So it's not just the food, but the joy, the appreciation of cooking a home-cooked meal, supposedly a dying art from all the people out there that say millennials don't like to cook. Well, I'm a millennial, and I enjoy cooking. But even still, I'm not here to preach. I'm not here to say I'm better than you, because the other day, for whatever reason, I needed my fast food fix. I had a low point. I stopped by one of the many restaurants, It's not the first time I've had fast food down here. I guarantee it won't be the last. But a couple months ago, I also had fast food. And the thought of it, the pictures on the menu, getting it home, there's something tasty about it. But afterwards, you may be full because your stomach is pressing at its sides. But it's a different kind of full. Because I've been, again, eating a little bit more cheaply, buying whole chickens and cutting steaks in half just to make them worth the time and money and effort. I've eaten a little bit less than I used to as well. I'm not gorging as much in my meals. And the portions have gotten smaller. I'm still a hearty eater. I enjoy food. There's an inner fat kid in me that enjoys sweets as well. Got cupcakes at work the other day. That was fantastic. I will eat sugar. It's not a staple in my diet, though. And then kind of to wrap things up, dip into the grocery stores. The difference here to Washington, Western Washington, Greater Seattle area. There were a lot of really good restaurants in Seattle. Even if they weren't chains, they were still on the cheaper side. But you could easily go get some fancy five-star meal or however they decide to rate things these days. But your small mom-and-pop restaurants appreciated the freshness of food, the amount of food trucks that were out there. The healthy diet was more available. It's not that I'm eating a lot of bread, but it is funny how down here there's bread selection. But in most of the stores, there's three or four brands worth of bread. Whereas in Washington, there were 10, maybe 12 brands of bread in most stores. Thinking about the food trucks as I bounced back and forth and all around, there were a lot of people that catered to the healthy food audience. It's a good market. Those people tended to have a fair amount of money to be able to spend on things. So you cater to those people. You don't have to go top of the line. But good food all the way around. And again, it's not to say that the food is bad around here. I actually missed a chance to try a small little diner that was supposed to be really, really good, but they went out of business a while ago. Catfish and grits. Home cooked. That would have been cool. I'll find a place. Not complaining about this place. Not complaining about the lifestyle. I'm enjoying it. Life is good. Life is how it's supposed to be. And so, an extremely short one this time today. I apologize. But I'm working on this. I want to make it the best I can. And I need to work into my 10,000 hours. I need to figure out my scheduling. I need better time management. But I've been Billy Bones, B-I-L-L-Y-B-O-N, the number 3-S. You find me on Twitter and Gab at Billy Bones. You find me on Mastodon, the No Agenda Social instance of Billy Bones at noagendasocial.com. You can go to the website, billybones.com. There's a email link, there's past episodes, there's show notes for whatever is available. None today. And this is a value for value podcast. If you found value out of this show, be it the single episode or the entire catalog, fantastic. I'm glad you did. The first thing that I ask that you do is you give the show a share. Maybe someone else gives it a listen, gives their mind those gears to turn. But if you thought this podcast was worth monetary value, be that Federal Reserve Freedom Units or Satoshis, which I have two today, from Booberry, Mothman of the Mini-Ocalypse. You can find him at Behind the Schemes podcast. But he says, toast! And I prefer sourdough toast, please. And Darren O, someone snuck in a happy birthday on the No Agenda show. And so my birthday is out there, and Darren O from the Random Thoughts, Grumpy Old Ben's Planet Rage, Unrelenting, Rock and Roll Pre-Show, list is too long to go. He gives me a happy birthday and donates 106,000 sats, equivalent to just over $20. Thank you very much, sir. we are taking off. Appreciate the help. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for listening. I will talk to you next week.